Jeremiah.
Hi, Jeremiah. This is Steve with PMG Athletic Funding. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Stenbro Media Group is what you know me under. So.
Yeah, yeah. How you doing, Steve?
Just following back up. I'm good. Thanks for asking. I'm just following back up. You said he didn't receive the allocation, so you sent it to me again, and you wanted the 6 months bank statements and the 2015 tax return?
Correct.
Or the most recent completed?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I don't have my 2015s done yet, but I can send you my 2014s. I have an extension on 2015 right now.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem. 2014
okay.
would work.
And then the thing I want to make sure that we understand is that I because I am shopping around for a loan right now,
mm-hmm.
and I don't want any more inquiries on my credit,
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you guys can look at what we have. You know, I'll send you, you can either log into my FICO or I can send you my FICO, whatever you guys want to do, doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
And take a look at that and then say, hey, based on what we see here, we are able to move forward or no, we're not able to move forward without running my credit. I don't want another inquiry. So you guys
Absolutely.
Can look at it. If you guys think it looks good and it sounds fine, then go ahead and run my credit. It's fine. No big deal. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page with that.
Absolutely. And I will give you my word that before I do, I will make sure I get the okay from you and get the okay from them that everything looks good.
Now, do you want my FICO login?
Yeah, go ahead.
At least get my credit scores and do all that kind of stuff? Because, I mean,
yeah.
It's the same thing you guys are going to be looking at anyway.
Exactly.
So,
exactly. Go ahead.
All right, so I have my administrator send that stuff over to you today. And then I had a problem with a company that has been kind of up my backside on getting me to do a loan with them where they actually ran my credit even though we had the agreement that they weren't going to do that. And now they're having to go back to Experian and say, oops, we made a mistake, and yada, yada, yada. So I want to make sure, which put another query on my credit report. So I want to make sure that we're fine. I'm over 700 on my credit on
okay.
all three, which is fine. Well, actually, 696 on my TransUnion, but over 700 on Experian and Equifax. So
awesome.
I just don't want another credit inquiry on there, which is going to drag me down 4 or 5 or 10 points or whatever it's going to be. You know?
Exactly. Yeah,
so,
I'm not going to
do
that.
As long as you're okay with that, we'll... Okay, I will send.
Yes.
I'll have my administrator send everything off to you today.
Okay.
And you know, once you get that, you guys can take a look, and you can log into my FICO. That's fine. Take a look at it. If it looks like it's something we can work with, then we can move forward from there. Okay.
Yeah, definitely, Steve. Real quick, I know you're shopping around, but I definitely want to be able to one to help you out. So I want to know, what are you looking for? What's important to you? What do you need done to make this happen?
I'm looking for right now. Okay, here's I've worked with a company called Windset Capital.
Mm-hmm.
I've been working with them for about a year and a half now, and I've sure. never had to borrow money for my business. I've been an all cash business up until about a year and a half ago when I started expanding.
Mm-hmm.
And with them, I've done three loans. The first one was $40,000 or $20,000.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was $40,000. The third one was $80,000. Okay, so the one that I have for $80,000 now, I think I ended up owing them close to $100,000, which is ridiculous on the interest rate. I'm not
mm-hmm.
interested in working with these guys any longer. It's too much. I'm at my midway point with these guys now. They sent me a letter, which I have in front of me, saying, you know, hey, on behalf of Winsec, I want to thank you for your confidence, blah, blah, blah. We're at the halfway point. If you want more money, call us. All right? That's the letter I got from them. What I'm looking to do right now, because I owe them like $40,000,
mm-hmm.
what I'm looking to do is get a loan for $150,000 or above,
mm-hmm.
pay those guys off on the $40,000, which I'll save 5% on an early payment,
okay.
And then renegotiate my terms with the new company. I'm looking for a longer-term loan. I don't want to have, you know, another 16-month loan or, you know, 12-month loan. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm looking for something I can spread out 2 or 3 years, give me a little bit of breathing room. I have more business than I know what to do with, and that's why I actually opened up an office. My office is in Oceanside.
Mm-hmm.
And I opened up an office in Long Beach, which is going to take me to 5 times the amount of people that I have right now. I literally have the office up there. I'm going to move in on the 6th. you know, I have the business to support it, but I don't have the money to support the payroll and the computers and the other stuff that I need to do.
Okay.
So that's why I'm trying to secure another loan right now to, you know, help me with the growth of the business, primarily operating capital, the payroll, and computers. I'm not looking to do something that's secured with, like, you know, going through, well, unless it's easy to do, you know, if you guys want to secure the computers and whatnot, I've already paid cash for the computers, that's fine. But I want it to be a longer term. I'm looking for 3 years is really what I'm looking for. Spread it out. Give me a little bit of breathing room. Right now, every day, I have a $372 and change deduction that comes out of my bank account.
Mm-hmm.
It's been that way for the last year and a half. And, you know, I've held true to it. I've never failed them. Everything's been good. I just need to try to extend the term and maybe, you know, bring down the interest rate and bring down the daily payments if we're going to go with daily payments.
Okay.
I prefer monthly payments, but if we're going to go with daily, that's fine. You know, either
okay.
way, I'm okay with that.
All right, let me see. Now that I got that info, I'll see if that's something to shoot for and see if it's possible.
Okay.
So, yeah, send me all the information. Okay. Send me the logins and the website for your credit score, and then we'll take it from there.
Okay. Well, do you want to give me a call back and let me know if that's something you guys can work with or not before I start shooting all my stuff over to you?
Oh, we definitely have programs like that. So that's not my concern. My concern is going to be with the stipulations as far as like paying off Winset. I know sometimes Winset wants to be paid off directly from the customer and not from another bank. So it just depends on what that is. But as far as the program
they're
goes...
They're fine to be paid out from another bank, trust me. I've already talked to them about this.
Okay.
I mean,
okay,
they're offering me $250,000 right now,
mm-hmm.
But I'm not happy with the terms that they have.
What are they? What are the terms?
You know, it's the terms that I have with them, it's like a 19.36% interest rate. I'm not happy with that. It's not something I'm willing to do. You know,
okay.
Yeah. I mean, $200,000 is great, but I'm not willing to pay it back at nearly 20%. That's just not what I'm willing to do.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I'd rather just, you know, finance it myself and go from there. I'm looking for a banking relationship with somebody that I can work with over a period of time, and you know, get my payments being at a reasonable rate and whatnot. You know, they used to charge me almost 25%. You know, and over the last year and a half, because I've been steady with them and I've paid everything back, they brought it down to, you know, 19 and change, which is not, it's just not adequate, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I understand.
That's something I'm willing to do, you know, especially on $200,000, you know what I mean?
I agree.
So I want to try to figure out something. I'm also working with, BFS Capital right now. I believe they're out of New York.
What are they saying?
And an Express, who they're willing to offer me 15%, but they're not willing to offer me as much money.
Okay.
American Express is willing to offer me $176,000, but they want to do it on a 2-year term. And I have a relationship with American Express through my merchant account and for the fact that I've been an American Express customer for 19 years. You know, so... you know, it's just really trying to find who's going to come up with the better deal. You know?
Yeah.
That's what it comes
okay.
down to.
Yeah, I'm just
if
trying
not,
to...
I'm just going to have to pay cash myself. Yeah. No.
Just want to make sure I have this right. So I got you 19.36% with Winset, higher money, but of course still high rate. BFS is going to give you a 15%,
right.
but not enough money. And then American Express,
right.
what are they offering you?
$176,000.
And what's the...
But they want to do a little bit shorter term. I mean, I think their term... They've offered me two different things. You know, I'll be forthcoming with you. They've offered me a year term, which I said absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just not going to happen. And the secondary term they came back with was 3 years. So I said, you know, I don't know why you guys aren't offering me that right off the beginning. You know,
yeah.
I'm not looking for something that short term. You know, a year... at that amount of money is going to be crippling to the business, you know.
Absolutely.
So,
okay.
Can't do it.
Okay, got it. Okay. Yeah, We do have some programs. Like I said, I have programs that go up to 36 months. So our longest program would be 3 years. But let me have under. I need underwriting to look at your info. Before they give me an answer, sure. I need those bank statements and tax returns in.
Just so you're aware too, I've been in a banking relationship with U.S. Bank now for 10 years.
Okay.
And U.S. Bank has offered me a $150,000 credit line at prime plus 3, which is fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'd rather have, instead of a credit line, I'd rather have some kind of a loan that I'm working with somebody on directly. So
yeah. Okay.
So it's prime plus 3 with them.
Got it. Okay, great. I got all the information I needed. Right. Go ahead and send those docs over, and we'll take a look at the. We'll log into your MyFICO score, and then we'll take it from there. And if it looks good,
sounds
I'll
good.
Call
Thanks.
You back before we go forward.
Sounds good. Thanks. Bye.
No worries.